Today on The Breakdown, it must be Christmas because the two players we got going up against each other are Maria Ho 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 and Yo 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 Viral. Yeah, that's right. It's from the Game of Gold Episode 3, and it is one of the craziest, surprisingest, wackiest, shockingest hands you might actually see this year, or may I say this decade, may I say this lifetime. You won't believe what happens because no one can believe what happened in this hand. Your hair's going to get blown all the way back for this one, people. So get excited and get ready. We're going to break down the greatest hand from the Game of Gold right now on The Breakdown with Grant Dennison and Jonathan Levy.
Since when is Yo 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 Christmas related?
Like Urban Santa?
Oh, like, saying, ho, 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 in the 90s, like, yo, in the yo, 90s yo. When they were making like Run-DMC style Christmas rap albums?
It was the 25th day of September. December.
Sorry,
but everyone knows that. Yeah, whatever. From from Die Hard with Argyle rocking out.
Yeah, yeah.
Limo.
Yeah.
You know,
the real hero of Die Hard. The real hero of Die Hard is Argyle. Because he stayed in the limo and was there when they needed him in the end.
He couldn't go anywhere. What do you mean
he was unaware there was anything going on because he was listening to music and enjoying himself in the limo in a non-professional manner. But
There was no one around.
He was on John McClane's side, obviously. Because how could you not be if you're a human? And John McClane likes Argyle because Argyle's fun. He doesn't care about professionalism. John McClane doesn't care.
You know what would have really helped John McClane back then?
Hmm. What?
Cell phones. Just having a cell phone would have been really useful. You just get on that thing and call Argyle, call the police, call your buddies from the force, call anyone you need to call, get whatever you need, you know, the FBI guys, whatever, Johnson & Johnson showing up, everybody. It's going to be amazing.
That would have ruined the whole movie. So luckily it was made in 1984. There's actually a shot in the movie where gas is like 80 cents or something. It's old. There were no cell phones. I guess there were car phones, right? Didn't Argyle have a car phone?
I think he may have, perhaps, had a car phone. Perhaps.
All right, so between Maria Ho and Yo Viral, who are the two players in this hand, which one is John McClane and which one is Argyle? If you had to pick.
They're against each other. Shouldn't it be John McClane and Hans Gruber?
John McClane and Argyle, the Christmas after this Die Hard occurred, got together for Christmas and played some poker. Which one is John McClane?
Okay. I feel like partially because of just the hands and the setup of it, this whole thing, Maria Ho has to be John McClane. She has to be.
Yeah.
Like 150%. And then Yo Viral is going to have to be Argyle, obviously.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
He is pretty... Well, yeah. And he is known for his unprofessionalism when he like takes forever on his decisions. People are getting mad at him in tournaments. It was a story like over the summer where he would just... Like before... He's one of these guys who before checking, he just like stares at you with an open mouth like for like 20 seconds. And then he does like the I'm only moving my fingers to check thing. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, people were really complaining about that, I think, during the World Series of Poker with him.
Who can even remember it? There's so many things to complain about.
He's not cheating. I mean, he's not cheating, right, that we're aware of.
Oh, he's not cheating? You're saying definitively?
He's not one of the accused RTA people or stable people or anything like that.
Right.
So taking a long time, he's like the mini Vogelsang, you know? He's not as bad as Vogelsang with it, maybe. Actually, maybe he's just as bad. I don't know. He's not as reputed for it. As Vogelsang, perhaps because he didn't get heads up in a high roller and do it for a long time.
I mean,
time.
Who knows? I mean, if it's only 2 minutes, it's not, or 20 seconds, it's actually not that bad compared to what Vogelsang was doing. You know,
I don't. I just said 20 seconds. I don't really know. Like the way people reacted to it was pretty bad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the Game of Gold.
Yeah, let us cue us in on this Game of Gold thing, man. What's going on?
So it's a new GG Poker. Game that they're playing. I think it's taking over for Poker After Dark, at least right now. And they invited 16 players to play, many famous players, not only famous players, but most people you would recognize. And it's like a reality show. It's like half reality show, half poker is the way they're setting it up. They're trying a different thing, and it's working great so far. They've only released 3 episodes, but so far it's really good. And what they're doing is, it's level 1 anyways. They split the 16 players into 4 teams of 4, and they're playing sit and go. So they're playing 4 sit and goes. And with each sit and go, everyone starts with 20 coins, right? And the amount of coins you bring to the final table at the very end, the final challenge, is the amount of big blinds you get to start the final table with, right? And then whoever wins the whole thing, the game of gold, gets $456,000, and no one else gets anything. So this part, though, is the sit and go, where depending on how you finish, you get personal coins for yourself, but also your team gets coins just for this level. You get points basically to survive the sit and go round, right? And one of the 4 teams will be eliminated at the end of the 4 sit and goes, basically whichever team did the worst. So there's a few different things you're playing for at the same time. Mostly you're playing for yourself, but also your team. And the way they have it set up that's cool is they put the different teams in different rooms, and they're all watching the live feed with the cards up. And so the players are all reacting to what their teammates are doing, what the other players are doing, and it's really good, and there's no commentary at all. And it's working great so far. Anyway, I'll say it's quite entertaining.
It's innovative. I mean, I guess it's pretty similar to the Premier League, except for the whole no commentators sitting in the room thing. There's slight differences, but it's similar to the Premier League.
Well, but now there's a team aspect, which there never was in the Premier League.
That's
Premier
true.
League was points, but it's all individual. The team aspect really changes it. And again, that's where the reality show piece of it comes into play. And watching how the players are reacting to their teammates making plays that affect these players too is great. When their teammates make a mistake or just do something that's sort of above and beyond what you could ever expect. And sometimes it's like, oh God, he has to call here. This sucks. And they don't call somehow. They find a fold and they can't believe it. And they're just overjoyed, you know, like stuff like that. It's really fun. But then also watching them critique their own teammates as well as other players is fun to watch too. It's really good.
Yeah. It sounds like a good concept. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
They just got to introduce alcohol, like force them to drink a lot of alcohol and then hook up with each other. And then you've got a real reality show. That's how you make a reality show.
I mean, sure. Why not? Why not? Well, the sit and go round is just the first round, and there's going to be other rounds as well too. So we'll see what those entail. They're all poker game related. That's all we know. Anyway,
so they might be playing Ultimate Texas Hold'em next round.
I mean,
Ultimate
Hold'em. I assume it's always going to be a normal version of Texas Hold'em with stuff around it like this is.
Yeah.
This hand that we're going to do right now takes place at the end of the third sit and go. So there's 2 players left. It's Maria Ho and Yo Viral. Yo Viral covers her. And both their teams are doing pretty well, but the win would be good for the teams, and the win certainly is good for the players, because then that gives them more big blinds to bring, of course, to the final table, as well as if you win, you're almost certainly not going to get eliminated. Your team isn't going to get eliminated this round, almost certainly.
Okay.
So that's the stakes of it. Versus yo, yo,
ho,
yo.
Ho, ho, versus yo, yo, yo. And you might be saying, yo, 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 what just happened when you hear what happened pre-flop in this hand, Jonathan?
Right.
Which
exactly.
You know what happened because you suggested the hand. It was suggested by Jonathan Levy.
If
you
want to
suggest a hand, if you want to suggest a hand for the breakdown, do it on our Discord. There's a link in the description, or on Twitter or X, whatever. I don't think I'm ever going to call it X. It just doesn't make sense to me. But
You'll start to. You're definitely going to call it X.
In like a year. Go to that place and suggest it there if you want, or Discord. Again, link in the description. There's other stuff to do on Discord. Join us there. It's a real party. All right.
Let's
heads
get
up
into this.
Maria Ho, it's 150K big blind. It's 300K big blind. I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
And they're doing small blind ante. So congratulations to them. When it's heads up, they're doing small blind ante. I love it. I've been calling for it for years. Ho has 2.9 million. So not a lot, right? We're
less than 10 blinds.
Yeah. We're short here. And she's got ace king off, ace of hearts, king of spades, and she limps. So she's expecting a lot of shoves from Yo, I guess. I recently played a tournament on the coast that you played also, the coast of Oregon, where there was a guy on my left who was just a complete maniac. And every time I was in the small blind, I was limping, whether or not I was going to fold or call. And I had like a pretty wide calling range in mind. And it was just like, he was shoving no matter what. I don't think that's what YoViral is doing, but
no way.
I like it as a strategy to do sometimes. Anyway, she limps ace king, hoping for a shove.
Yeah.
Doesn't get it from aces. YoViral has aces and checks back with 4.5 million.
Yeah.
So covering Ho by five blinds.
Let's start there.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Tell me what the hell's going on.
I mean, I think what's going on is Maria, it's because the effective stack is 10 blinds that this happens, right? Like if it was even 15 blinds, one of them could raise to three and there'd be the possibility of the other person folding, even though they wouldn't be, right? But there's no, the only move is to move all in and anything else is too transparent. They're all too good, basically. So they'd only expect Maria to be moving all in here or YoViral to be moving all in. And then, so you can't really trap unless you limp is what Maria's thinking, I think, right? Now she can move in anyway with ace king and just be like, I hope he has a calling hand. But the problem, of course, is it's most of his stack to call. So he can't just call super easily, right? I mean, she could like min raise, by the way.
I mean, it's not absurd to have an overall min raising strategy when the effective stack is 10 blinds and 15 blinds is the big stack. Like it's you don't have to show up 10 blinds in that scenario.
I agree. But I think this is why then he also does what he does, which is he just checks because he thinks if she had any kind of a hand, she would just be shoving it anyway. And she's just auto folding if he raises. Now, again, he could make it 2.5x, right? Maybe she's calling with some of those hands.
Yeah,
maybe
I mean, if she has jack eight suited and he makes it 1.5 more blinds, is she really going to be like, yeah, I guess I have to fold this now? Like she'll call with that hand, right? She'll hate it and she'll call.
I mean, he could also just move in and hope she has the top of her range here, which isn't going to be that many hands, but it's going to be some, right? Because, like, what hands is she limp calling with when she only has 10 blinds? It's not like King 10, right? She's just shoving King 10. She's never limp calling King 10.
Right, or like Ace 3, Ace 7, hands like that. She's probably just going to shove those hands.
She's just shoving them, right? So now it's either a monster, like it is, or just crap from his point of view, right? So he's just like, she has way too much crap. She only has 10 blinds anyway. I got to try and get some of these chips somehow. The only way to do it is to check. So I think that's what's going on. But as we see, if anyone at any point could have even min-raised, it's all in right now. Like,
absolutely.
Right.
And of course, the team rooms are going nuts that no money is going
their minds.
In pre-flop. Yeah.
Losing their fucking minds, understandably. Maria's team is so excited that he checks back because it means she has a chance to survive this. You know, they're so thrilled.
Yeah, well, anyway, it goes check, or limp check, and so now there's 750K in the pot. And still, Maria's at major risk of going bust if she flops anything reasonable with, you know, nine blinds left.
Yeah, of course.
And she does flop something somewhat reasonable. It's Queen Jack 7 with two diamonds. So she doesn't have a diamond, but she does have two overs and the Broadway draw. Yo is, like most flops, assuming he's ahead. He's going to just assume that in this scenario, he's going to be ahead on almost every flop.
Never worry about it. Yeah.
He leads for 300K.
Sure.
You know, I guess you could try to go for the check shove. I think that's an interesting thought process, too. I mean, leading is fine. You're going to get called a lot. You're going to be ahead a lot. But if Maria hit any piece of that, including draws, she's going to bet, and she's probably going to be forced to call a shove, right?
I mean, if she had any piece of that, she's going to put money in either way. But there was no one who was the initiator.
Right,
he's just betting, right? It's a little different. Yes. Like she has a lot of checkbacks too and a lot of like just trashy nothing happening here.
Okay, but those aren't going to call. I think I prefer a check shove is what I'm getting at here.
I mean, you know, she might sometimes be checking back like baby pairs and stuff like this. She has like bottom pair or something. I don't really know. I don't think she'd even do that, actually. I think she'd be betting all of it. Anyway, he bets one blind. I understand what you're saying. If she somehow has top pair or maybe even medium pair, she might just shove anyway. You know, I mean, I don't know.
I don't think she's just going to shove into 750K.
Yeah, you're right. Now that we actually have, like, now that's a big shove into this tiny pot, right? It's weird because, like, there's more in there than there would have been pre-flop. But,
like, I know you're using your this doesn't matter dismissive voice on me right now, but let's really think about this, because I think it's possible that this is actually a mistake by YoViral. I know he's a very good player and maybe he has like a balance reason for it, but I'm trying to weigh the benefits of the check versus the bet. And I feel like there's a lot more benefits to the check. You know, we're going to get stabs from random air which are just going to fold when we bet. We, if she has a queen or a jack and bets, which she will, she's almost certainly calling a shove.
She
and
is.
We're a massive favorite to win the thing right now. If she has a seven, maybe she folds to the shove. I don't know. It's close. But if she has any sort of open-ender or diamond draw, she's definitely calling the shove, and we're massive favorites against those as well.
If she has 9-10 off and she puts in one blind and we shove, you think she's calling? I'm not sure.
Maybe not 9-10 off, but I think she would consider it.
She doesn't have any king 10 off. She just doesn't, right?
Probably not. I don't know.
She doesn't have ace 10. She doesn't have king 10.
She's got diamonds.
Maybe she has ace 10. Maybe she can have ace 10. She can have diamonds. Yeah. I think 9-10, especially 9-10 off is reasonable. We can check. Checking probably gets us more action. No, I think if we bet one blind, we get the same action from gut shots either way, right? Like a gut shot's probably going to bet if we check, probably going to call one blind if we bet, right? So it's about the same.
Yeah.
So your point is that basically if she has a jack, for example, if we bet, she's just going to call. But if we check, she's going to bet, we're going to shove, she's going to call, and we get it all in right now, right?
Yeah, and there are some draws that she will bet call off as well. And we're going to be big favorites against those hands.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Like diamond, she probably just has to call, right?
Right. Yeah.
Probably.
And also if she has air, she might bet because, you know, we all are at very small amount of blinds that she could put in one blind and just get rid of all the random hands that Yo has. If she has 4 or 5 of spades, she's probably going to bet if checked too, right? But she's going to fold to this one blind bet.
I don't know if she's going to bet 4 or 5 of spades or not. She might just check it back. But she's certainly going to fold if we bet, and we don't want that. So you make a fair point that there's probably we probably make more on average by checking rather than betting. I think he is doing what you were saying, though, which is thinking about this holistically and thinking about, you know, he's probably betting this flop a lot, you know, for one blind. And so he wants to have some really good hands, too. And he's thinking about that, whether that's appropriate or not, because as I know you like to bring up a lot in these spots, is how often are we really going to be in this spot against Marejo again anyway, right? Like,
right.
Where we're 9 blinds effective, 10 blinds effective, whatever.
I mean, it's a poker TV show that's trying to be different, trying to be viral, trying to be Yo viral, perhaps, and trying to, like, I know it was horrible. It's horrible, and I apologize to you and the audience.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
It was bad. It was bad, but it's fine.
I need my wife to come stand by my side while I make this apology in front of everybody.
So we can also be
family,
like, oh, well.
I'm a family man.
Since she's there, it must mean that he is okay. He isn't, you know, he's worth standing by.
Right, exactly. Anyway, despite that terrible joke, maybe he's thinking that the metagame stuff for long-term matters more here than almost anywhere, because this is the poker show that maybe has the biggest chance of all of the poker shows to be in front of a wide audience. Not that a wide audience actually matters to him, though. Now that I think about it, it doesn't matter. The wide audience isn't going to be able to fight balance anyway. It only matters if Jason Kuhn is watching and other players like that.
I mean, Jason Kuhn is watching. Jason Kuhn's there and is absolutely watching.
I know. What I'm saying is my point is bad because any major poker show where Yo Viral is involved, those types of players who are going to play against him in the future are going to watch it anyway. So that point doesn't really hold water.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it isn't like he's rarely streaming. He's actually on a lot of poker shows and a lot of streams. So it isn't like he needs to show anything, you know, to anyone. You know, he's already shown there's a huge library of his hands already. So I don't know that he has to show that he bets one blind here with aces, you know, that matters.
Right. So I think
I agree with you is where I'm landing.
Cool. I appreciate that. I think the check back preflop might have a lot more metagame value, just like, oh shit, Yo's the guy who can in any scenario show up with any hand.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that's something I have to take note of. But betting one blind on the flop, it's not really gonna matter over time. Like that on this flop when it's a check, like a limp check, I don't think there's that much to be gained by trying to do a balance play here. So
I mean, yeah. I think you're right.
It does feel like a check shove is better, but he does bet. He bets 300K.
Okay.
And this might be an exact scenario where Maria would have bet folded. So maybe he
I think so.
Gets her to stay in, you know, by this happening because she's going to call here. I don't think there's really any other option for her, right? 300 into 750. She could jam, but that feels just reckless and meaningless.
Jam as Maria. Yeah.
Yeah. Folding's out of the question. We could have the best hand right now. We're under-repped. and we obviously have a draw to the nuts. So,
yeah, I think it's a clear call for one blind.
That's what she does. The pot is 1.35 million, and ho, ho, no, the turn is the king of hearts. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll get my wife back in here. She's coming back in. I'm going to apologize again.
No, that was better.
I'm sorry.
Okay. That one was fine.
Okay. No need for the wife? Okay, I just apologize by myself time. Without, like, a yeah, family backing.
Right. Yeah. You need to say the thing where you're, if anyone was offended by what you said, you apologize for that, you know?
And I can do it like for those who are watching the video, I can do it like in this setting instead of in front of a podium, in front of a group of reporters. I can just do it like to my computer and put it out to the
yeah, absolutely. That's what we yeah. do in social media now. That's who we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, but the previous Yo Viral joke, I have to like go to the city hall and get in front of a yeah. group of reporters with my wife looking like humbled, somewhat upset with me, yet resolute as I solemnly apologize for my atrocious deeds, which the dealer should do to Maria Ho because it's the king of hearts. So now she yeah. has top. The board is king, queen, jack, seven. Started queen, jack, seven with two diamonds. Now there's the king of hearts on there. And yeah, Maria has top. It's not the best card for Yo Viral, but it's not as bad.
I mean, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, okay, but for the sake of the audience... Like, it's for a lot of people who play poker, and me sometimes too, and you sometimes too, it's hard to distinguish different scenarios from each other. Like, this is a much worse card if Maria had opened from middle position and Yo had called out of the big blind than in this scenario where her range is much wider and doesn't just include reasonable starting hands that would often make two pair or a straight on this card, right?
Right. So, and even she doesn't even make top pair very often on this card, right? Because she's shoving most of her kings. Right.
Yeah.
Like
probably.
Pre-flop when she's got 10 blinds and their heads up. Like she's just shoving most kings. Maybe not all, but almost all. So like, you know, she just doesn't have two pair. Like her having two pairs, very, very, I guess she could have king seven off a little bit. But even that, I think, is mostly just a shove. Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this card should not. A 9-10 off is the thing that gets here. That's about it.
Right. So do you think Yo should continue betting then?
I think the fact that she really can't have top pair is a reason not to bet. That like we might get her off of her jack. I don't know if she's actually going to find a fold with a jack. I mean, diamonds didn't come in, but I don't know. I understand why Yo is going to end up checking here. And I think it's because that king is a card that should not connect with her except with 9-10, which is beating us anyway.
Yeah, but she's going to have to call with any queen that she has anyway, just for the sake of, you know, minimum defense frequency and probably a decent amount of jacks.
Right, but she's going to bet a queen if we check to her, almost certainly.
True.
We're heads up. And she might even bet a jack. I don't know if she's going to bet a jack, but she might. Like, I think we're only getting one more street out of jacks most of the time. I don't know. She might just put on her hero cape and call because diamonds miss and stuff like that. That's reasonable for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can also, if it goes check, check, we can also just shove the river, shove safe rivers and put it to her to make a weird decision, you know? Like, that's kind of a cool idea. I kind of like that plan. If a brick comes on the river, just shove.
Shove. Just like now. Nearly 2x pot.
Yeah. Like, what do you do with the jack now? I mean, I don't look that strong, right? Like, are you really going to fold? You only have 8 blinds, you know?
Yeah.
You might find a call there. I don't know. Things like that are kind of interesting. There's a lot of interesting things we can do. I don't even know if we can check raise anymore on this king and think it's a profitable play versus a check call.
Well, let's get to that because Maria Ho now has the action because Yo Viral does check.
Yeah.
Should she bet 100% of the time with this hand in this spot?
I think absolutely. We have 8 blinds.
Yeah.
Like we have,
I think so too.
A little more than 2x pot. Like we want to bet now and shove most rivers, right? Like let's get it all in there and try and get heroed on the non-diamond by a queen or a jack or whatever the hell he has. Who cares? You know, I think it's a clear bet.
Yeah. We basically miracled the turn. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
I have something that I need to talk about though, because unless it's misreported, which maybe is the most likely thing, it's reported that Maria Ho bets 470K. Now, yeah. Think about that. That means that 5K chips are in play. It's 150K, 300K blinds. In what universe are 5K chips in play when the blinds are 150K, 300K? What's going on here?
It could be 10K chips being in play instead.
When have you ever seen a 10K? Anything's possible. When have you ever seen a 10K chip in a tournament?
I'm just saying, if a 300K big blind, if maybe they've changed it up. I don't know. I got nothing. There are probably 5K chips in play. I mean, does GG Poker now have to have their crying child in their arm?
I think they do. This is
take
upsetting
questions
to me.
From reporters.
This is sloppy as hell to have 5K chips in play at these blind levels. I'm upset. Anyway, Maria Hobart's 470K.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the thing that you touched on.
Yeah.
Should Yo essentially check shove, check raise in some way, which is effectively check shoving? What do you think?
I don't think he probably should. I think a queen will probably call us, but that's it, right? I'm not even sure if a queen will call, but I assume so because she'll have put in. She's just going to be pretty short now, right? She's going to be down to 6.5 blinds or something. Like, doesn't she just have to call with the queen? I think so. But she could be bluffing. I mean, I don't know. We get to charge diamonds, I guess, instead of just letting them realize their equity for essentially free for a blind and a half. That's the good thing about shoving. But that king, it just feels like that king is not a great card to get, like, for her to call or check raise with, which is what we'd like, right?
All right. I'm going to disagree with you, and I'm going to lay it out. Sure, maybe if a jack is betting, maybe that's folding, right? A queen is probably calling, was part of your thought process, right? If Maria bets a queen.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So let's assume that's the case for a second, at least.
Okay.
So if a queen is calling, that's good. That's obviously a good result. If diamonds are here, they are definitely betting, and maybe combo draws call, but all the other diamonds probably fold, which is a fine result for us, right? We win a pot uncontested against a hand that has equity against us.
Okay, yeah, if the diamonds don't have anything else going on, they might fold. They might just be throw it in and be like, fuck it, call. Even.
Okay,
it's not
well, both
possible,
of those things are actually
either way,
so pretty,
that's fine.
Yeah, those are both pretty good results.
Yeah.
If the river comes a brick, I don't think a queen is betting again. Do you?
Well, the thing is this, earlier in this sit and go, Daniel Grande was at the table, and he raised preflop from the small blind. Maria called in the big blind. She had ace-jack suited. She called. The flop was, I think, queen high. It was like queen 10x. It went check, check, jack on the turn. This is a little different action, but still, jack on the turn. Daniel checks again. Maria bets her ace jack. Brick on the river. Daniel checks again. Maria bets kind of biggish with her ace jack for value. Now, Daniel has a queen and calls and wins. But so she did bet second pair. Now, it's two streets of value, but only one blind went in on the flop, and there was no preflop raise. And I think it's not insane to think that she bet a queen twice for value is what I'm getting to.
I kind of do think it's insane.
Even though I just told you all of that.
Yeah, even though you just told me all of that. The difference is the tournament life situation. It's going to be a shove on the river if she bets for the most part, right? So let's say she has her best queen, queen 10. Mm-hmm. You really think she's shoving that on the river?
She never has queen 10. Honestly, she would have shoved that preflop. She just can't have it.
She has queen 8. Let's say.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Do you really think she's shoving that on the river if it goes check?
I think if diamonds miss, she might shove on the river with 6.5 blinds back and try and get the full double. I think it's possible. Yeah.
I guess. I mean, it seems
like diamonds have to miss. Diamonds have to, it has to be a brick on the river for her to do it for sure. If a straightening card comes or a diamond comes, I don't think she's going to do it. But I think if everything misses, she could sit there and say, I have what probably is the best queen. I think Yo is betting kings on the turn. He's not just going to check call, I don't think. And like all the draws missed, I got to give him a chance, or most, except for 9-10. But like Yo doesn't have 9-10 almost ever the way he's played this, you would think. So like,
or aces, just gotta, right?
Of course it doesn't, right. He doesn't make sense that he has aces either. But none of these things are certain, but these things are very, very likely, right? That he does not have 9-10 based on the way he's played, right?
Yeah.
So I think we can sit there and say he rarely has a king, he rarely has 9-10. this is usually the best hand. And because the diamond's missed, maybe we can get a call. Let's give him a chance to hero call us. I could see her saying that. I'm not saying it's a guarantee. I don't know what she would do there, but I don't think it's crazy at all. At all.
Mm. Well, what do you think is a more likely path to value between check shoving and check calling, I guess, is the best question.
That's a good question.
Like how do you make the most chips on average?
I mean, if we think Maria's bluffing right now on the turn, then calling will allow her to keep bluffing and we'll take away that opportunity if we shove.
So the bluffs would just be random two diamond combos then?
Yeah, or maybe like 10-8.
Maybe.
So it's like a gutter that turned into an open ender, but then it bricks on the river. Like that makes sense to me. You have a 10 maybe in your hand, you block the straights in both directions. I think that's possible. But there's not much there, admittedly, right? For the obvious bluffs. And then the other bluffs would be just nothing bluffs, like total air bluffs, which I don't think Maria does that.
Also, she called the flop with only 9 blinds left. So true, she probably doesn't have just nothing.
She has not. Yeah, it's not that she has nothing at all, right? But 10-8 off, she could have for one blind in position. Like, she could. Again, that's the only one I can come up with, though.
Yeah.
I think that's that and diamonds. By the way, she could shove diamonds on the flop, too, or raise diamonds on the flop instead of just calling with them. Like, sometimes she's going to do that, right? Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really wanting Yo to check raise both flop and turn. I prefer check raise on both streets. Maybe more strongly on the flop, but I still think a check raise is better on the turn than a check call, which is what he does. He ends up just calling.
Yeah. Now, it turns out, based on the actual hands, as long as Maria doesn't bink a 10 or a king on the river, I mean, it's going to have to be a pretty, I guess, a 9 of diamonds or any 9. Maybe he doesn't get the rest, but like it's set up that it does. None of this matters, right? Like in the end, because he's just going to get her chips unless the crazy shit happens.
Let's find out.
But I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
There's 2.3 million in the pot now. There is 2 million in Maria's stack. So she's got less than a 1 SPR.
Go ahead.
Yep. The flop was queen jack 7 with 2 diamonds. The turn was the king of hearts. Marie's got ace king. Yo's got aces with the ace of diamonds, just in case. 3 of clubs, I think, on the river. I put 3 of X, which is not a thing. It's a 3 of something.
It's a 3 of non-diamond for sure. Yeah. I mean, there it is. There's the brick, right? And both players are super excited about this brick. They're like, yes!
So should Yo check and capture the potential bluffs, the missed diamonds? Or should Yo shove and capture the potential checkbacks with hands like a queen, like a weak queen?
Right. That is a great question. I don't know the answer to that question at all. Is she really going to bet a queen again? It's possible, but it's not a guarantee. Is she going to bet a jack?
Unlikely. Can't really unlikely. Yeah.
Seems hard to imagine she's betting a jack again, because it's essentially all in her check back, right? So she's probably just going to check back the jack and not be worried that his calling range just has her beat too much of the time, which is when she wins so much with the check back anyway. Do you just want him to shove it here then? Or are you just asking the question?
I'm asking the question.
A shove is so weird to just suddenly shove out of nowhere. It's so bizarre, the line.
It is.
That's not a reason not to do it, but.
Can Maria justify folding a queen if Yo shoves, I guess is the question.
I don't think so.
And is she definitely going for it with diamonds if he checks?
Well, it's not definite, but she'll have put in 3.5 blinds. He'll have 18.5 blinds. She'll have 6.5. If she just goes check with missed diamonds, like she'll know that she's losing, right?
Yeah.
So she loses most of the time that way. If she shoves and gets it through, now she's going to have, it's basically going to be even in chips. So she's going to shove at least a little bit with missed diamonds. I don't know about a lot, but at least sometimes, right? She's got to have some bluffs. So
this is the decision by Yo that I am most ambivalent about. I'm really kind of okay with both things. Preflop, I guess I'm okay with a check. I don't hate it, but I would maybe prefer a shove. I really prefer a check shove on the flop, and I mostly prefer a shove on the turn after the bet. This, I think you could really go either way. Do you have any preference on this one?
Well, I was going to say, afterward, Yo said to his teammates that he spent some time thinking before he checks on the river, and he said he was really torn between betting 30% of pot or checking. Hmm. So those were the two options he was thinking about going with. So he was going to bet small to get called by, like, I think to try and get called by a jack or a queen and make sure that they called. But then in the end, he went with the check anyway and really wasn't sure, like, what's better. So I thought that was interesting, too, because it wouldn't really occur to me to bet 30. I bet super tiny on the river. Like, it feels like,
I guess,
feels bad.
I guess if it changes the calling frequency, like, I would expect Maria would call with all of her queens for a shove, but maybe I'm wrong. Like, if it changes the calling frequency enough, I don't know.
I feel like Maria's going to call. I mean, I guess you could just price her in, which is what he'd be trying to do, right? He'd just be forcing her to call if he bets two blinds on the river with almost any pair is what the thinking would be. But I would almost think that it, like, she would have a more comfortable call with any pair if he shoves than bets 30%, where it's like he's begging her to call, it feels like. Just begging, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like she might be more willing to hero than to put in the two blinds. I don't know. Maybe she's just a prisoner of math, which I often am myself. And just like, I just have to call because I have a pair and he has some misdraws. And
you're into AI art.
The price is
right. I want you to create an AI art of yourself being a prisoner of math. I want to see what that looks like.
Easy.
I want to see. Yeah.
It's already done.
It's already done. Okay, good. The AI knew we were going to do that. So it already created it. And it should be on the Discord by now. All right. Yeah. So Yo ends up checking. Fine. I don't hate it.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's fine.
Hey, Maria checks back. So,
I mean, what the hell?
What just
happened?
How
in the world? How is it possible that Maria could check back ace king here? It doesn't seem possible. He's literally got her pipped. And she finds the perfect check back in a spot where there's, it's seemingly no reason at all to check back. Like, the diamond's missed, man. You know, like, what? How? How can she check back?
You think she pegged Yo as just, like, a super trappy player? Maybe she's seen enough of him and been like, this guy is just so, so trappy.
All I know is what she said to her teammates afterward. She said she just really, really felt like he was trapping her. And she was a little concerned about looking stupid, but she just really felt he was trapping her. So she went with her. She just went with it. Which
so
is
there's
like,
some sort
wow.
of a, there's some sort of a tell going on then is what
feels like
she's saying, like either now, body language or timing or something. Although Yo is very deliberate about timing, as we talked about.
I will say this, that she folded the top pair in one spot incorrectly earlier. I don't remember who, was it Fedor or REA? Someone was talking about how, it was Charlie Carroll, was saying how she just folds like way too much in general. This was before this hand. He was saying that. And then she at times did, you know, not always to be clear, but was maybe a little more foldy than some of the other players who are a little more willing to like hero in certain spots where, especially when you like, put the bait out. Like she did a thing where she bet top pair and then went check call, check fold with it in a spot where like a lot of stuff didn't come in, like nothing really came in and was bluffed. And you know, whatever, that's going to happen a little bit in the world. But I don't know if it's, is she just like naturally tight? So she sort of moves a little bit more towards this kind of a check back. Even a tight player though, I think just has a very natural move in here, right? Like doesn't everyone have a natural move in here unless a crazy reason not to?
It has to be an insane read because the hands that are threats are like, pocket aces is a threat, but that's not really very likely based on how the hand played out.
Never.
9-10 and king 10 are threats, both very unlikely for the same reasons. Not the same reasons, but similar reasons.
You can beat king 10. You beat king 10.
Oh, sorry. Not king 10, ace 10.
Right. Ace 10, though, almost never going to be there. Almost never, right?
Almost
just gonna
never.
Free.
Two pair is almost never going to be there, having taken this line.
Seems really hard to imagine. Like 9-10 would be the thing I think we should be most afraid of, right? Where it's sort of like the king comes, it's a bad card for her, so he checks, sort of like he did with aces, and then she bets whatever she's betting, and then he does it again. I mean, he's playing aces at 9-10, I think, maybe similarly.
Yeah.
I don't think, like, she couldn't believe it when he turned over aces. I'll say that. She was shocked, partially because she couldn't believe that she survived the hand.
Yeah.
But she did say she thought he was trapping him, and she was fucking right, man.
She was, and I hope that read was strong, because, like, this looks like a bad play on its surface to not... Right. Obviously, it worked out great, but it looks like a pretty bad play to not shove here, to not try to go for all of the value.
Yeah, I think it's Federholtz who says, was that just like the greatest read of all time, or was it just terrible? You know, was that just a horrible play?
That's a pretty good way to distill it, right? Because that's got to be a bad play in a vacuum without any other things going on. Like, it just
when the diamonds miss, even if the diamonds come in, I think we're supposed to shove, honestly. Ace king here, right? For six blinds.
When your opponent checks the river and didn't take an aggressive action on the turn, yeah, that makes sense to me.
We're not shoving 100 blinds. We're shoving 6.5. You know, like, it's not, it, we just don't, no one has any stack here. It's really bizarre to me that she could make this check back and have it be right is even more bizarre. Both these things are bizarre. But I got to give her credit. She knows before she makes the check that if she's wrong and Yo has a, you know, somehow has a king or a queen or anything he might call with, she's going to look really bad.
Yeah.
And she's been sitting in these with these teammates, so she knows what everyone's saying, because they can all see the hands. Like, and she still found the check anyway. You know, I think that's even more pressure to make the shove, honestly, in that
spot. Yeah. She's doing what she thinks is the right play. So
yeah,
she didn't just tighten up and get scared. She's like she's a pro. She knows what she's doing. Like, she really thought it was the right play. It's interesting.
This is possibly the most impressive thing I've ever seen her do in poker, assuming it isn't terrible.
You know, like, assuming really. It isn't terrible, yeah. Yeah. Do you know how the match ended up? Who ended up
winning? I do. Yo Viral ended up winning anyway. She was down to five blinds, shoved like 6-5 suited. He called with like Jack 4 off and won. But still, she felt great about it. And then that was the end of that sit and go, and the fourth sit and go began, but we just saw a little bit of that one so far. So we don't even know who's eliminated, but Negreanu and Kuhn's team is in big trouble. Big trouble.
Oh, our poor boys. Well, that was a shocking hand. Pre-flop and on the river, the shocking hand.
I sort of can't even get my teeth on that one. You know what I mean? I can't bite down on it, because it's so weird that they weren't all in preflop, and it's so weird that they weren't. As soon as the king comes on the turn, it just feels like it's going to take some crazy run out and some crazy stuff for them not to get all in here. And then we didn't get a crazy run out, and still they didn't end up all in with these insanely short stacks. It's so weird.
Yeah. Well, good for Maria, I suppose.
Good for Maria.
Hey, the first time, no rehearsal. I say fuck the second take. 90s baby scratching them vinyls until the record break. Mr. One Night is all I need. No second dates. I'm the rapper most likely to make you type SM.